I'm at home, and I can hear the church bells. We've had multiple church bell peals over the evening and day, and lots of fireworks. And it's because of the Day of the Dead celebrations, which go for 3 days. They are celebrating. The belief is that the dead come back over this few days, and so what people do is they go to the cemeteries and they set up ofrenda in their house. Ofrenda is like an offering, and it includes skulls made out of sugar and chocolate and other things, but a lot of them are made out of white sugar and chocolate. They also include flowers that we call marigolds, but that are called cempasúchil. It's a Nahuatl tradition, apparently, and so the Dia de Muertos, I decided to participate as much as I could, not having had any personal Mexican dead, and also being in somewhat of a state of disarray and not having any photos of people who I know who are dead. I can think of one person in particular who would have wanted to be memorialized in this way. But I do have a picture of him, but I don't know where it is. What I did was I just set up a sort of pseudo Dia de Muertos ofrenda, and I put a pumpkin, a battery-operated pumpkin there, and some of the marigolds and the cempasúchil, a sugar skull and a chocolate skull, and some of the little cards I bought with saints on them, I bought in the cathedral in Texcoco. And I put some candles, and I had these tiles that I had bought in Puebla a few weeks ago that are Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead tiles with pictures of skulls and skeletal brides and grooms and so on. And I also prepared candy, because one colleague told me that he gave out candy every year. But my teacher then told me, my Spanish teacher then subsequently told me that no, children here ask for money. They don't go door to door, trick or treating. But I had bought the candy, so I put it into bags and I had it all ready. And no children came on Friday night, which was Halloween. And so I gave a bit of it away today. The gardener came with his wife and a daughter, one of his daughters. And so I gave them some candy. And then I went into Texcoco to the Casa de Cultural, the cultural center. And I went because my teacher told me that they had some big ofrendas there. And they did. They had one for Oaxaca, which I didn't really understand because I don't really understand how you can remember a place that is still going, but That's I'll have to ask my teacher. And then there was one ofrenda to Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, the Mexican artists. And there was one that seemed to be for children. It had little children's faces on it. And I think actually today, the Saturday, is the day that they attend to memorialize children, and then tomorrow is for adults, dead children and dead adults. And they apparently go into the cemeteries and clean them up and put flower arrangements and so on. The marigolds are used, they're used as, flower offerings, but also they make trails with the petals, and those trails are to help the dead, I think, find their path. And they put out the food for them. Although they don't eat, they put out their favorite food for them. I went to the Casa Cultural, and there was, after I saw the ofrenda, in the same area, which is called the claustro, it means cloister. It's a 17th century building. In that building, they had a performer named Arturo Rosales, and Arturo showed up just as I was there, and so I sat to enjoy it. And Arturo was dressed as a sort of Victorian skeleton, with a very gauntly made up face, and but a big Victorian hat, black and red, with big feathers and a Victorian style corseted dress. And Arturo humiliated me. It was so embarrassing. I was there by myself. There were more than 100 people there. And he selected me, the only foreigner who didn't speak the language in the room, I'm pretty sure, and wanted me to go up and be on stage with him. And I hate that kind of thing anyway, and I don't do it. But I couldn't even communicate with the guy because, I don't speak Spanish properly, so, and everybody was laughing and clapping, and I don't know. I told him I was English because I wasn't sure what he was asking me, actually, if he was asking me what language I speak. And so, anyway, finally he disappeared, but I don't think he was too happy. And some other woman went up, and, he was putting hats on her and different things. And I was sitting way at the back, so I couldn't see everything that was going on. And he was giving her things to drink and so on. And I thought if it had been me, it would have just been ridiculous because I had no clue what he was saying. So I left there and I went to the market on the railway tracks, which is really nice. And I bought some vegetables and things. And then I went to another market. And then I came back home. And tonight, it was fantastic because a bunch of children came to the door. And so I managed to give away about 30 bags of candy, I think. And I may take the rest tomorrow to the cultural center because I noticed they have a puppet show tomorrow. So I might try to drop by for that. Although I don't want to be embarrassed again.